From the University of Alaska at College, this is Your University with your host, Steve Sherman.
The Arctic Institute of North America has gained a worldwide reputation for its scientific research in the polar region, sponsoring numerous expeditions and research projects since the organization was established more than 20 years ago. Next summer, the Institute and the University of Alaska will co-sponsor an international conference on the problems of cross-cultural education in the North. The meeting will bring together for the first time nearly 100 experts from circumpolar nations to discuss education problems in the Arctic, problems that extend beyond national borders. Here today to tell us how the conference came about is Frank Darnell, head of the university's Department of Education and director of the Alaska Rural School Project. Mr. Darnell, just how did this conference come about?
For many years, it's been apparent to those of us in education and working in fields concerned with human resources that we were missing opportunities for exchange of ideas with people in other countries that were concerned with the same problems. About 3 years ago, when the University of Alaska was sponsoring a conference on the international problems of the polar bear, it occurred to a few of us in a casual conversation that if money could be found to explore this subject on an international basis, that certainly we should make an effort to find a means to bring people together from the circumpolar nations to discuss the problems of the indigenous population or simply of human beings. And from this casual attempt to or casual idea that we should bring together these people, it has expanded now to the total concept of the conference, and we have brought together in a planning group a number of people from Canada and Greenland and the United States to design the conference and subsequently carry it out when we meet in Montreal next summer.
Well, how do you think that this conference is going to affect Alaska and education in Alaska's rural schools?
Well, essentially, the people that are responsible for administering the problems of education or administering the schools in the rural areas have numerous day-to-day problems that prevent them from some of the long-range research that's necessary to get to the basic problems to eventually that will eventually lead possibly to new processes of education in the villages. By the same thought, there are a number of people in the academic disciplines such as anthropology, economics, sociology, psychology that have many expressions as to the nature of the school program and how it should be conducted, but they're not aware of the immediate problems of everyday administration. Unfortunately, people that are more or less aloof from the everyday problems are not always kind in their analysis or their evaluation of the way the schools are administered. Neither are the school administrators especially receptive to the ideas of people that don't have to work with the problems of administering the schools every day. Thus, our hope is that the conference will bring both the practitioner and the theorist together so that each will appreciate the other's position, which in turn could lead to the theorist attempting to look at the problem from other approaches and the practitioner actually accepting some of the suggestions that have come from the disciplines.
How many places do you expect delegates from in this conference?
The present plans call for a working conference of 80 to 100 people with approximately 50 or so from North America and 30 from Greenland and the Scandinavian countries and the Soviet Union. We're not sure of the exact distribution in that it's a little difficult this early in the planning stage to know how many people will be able to come from Scandinavian countries and the Soviets.
Thank you, Mr. Darnell, for joining us today on This Is Your University. Our guest has been Frank Darnell, Director of the Alaska School Project and Department of Head of the Department of Education at the University of Alaska. This has been Dave Giesen.
This Is Your University is a weekly recorded program produced by the University of Alaska Department of News Service and radio station KUAC-FM. It's been brought to you by this station as a public service. This is the University of Alaska Broadcasting Service.